Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, light snow showers will begin later this afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high near 32, calm wind becoming northwest around 6 miles an hour, total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible, tonight snow likely mainly before 2 a.m., cloudy with a low around 21, new snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible, and on Thursday a 20% chance of snow before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with the temperature falling to around 17 by 5 p.m. And in the news, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his fifth annual State of the State address on Tuesday in Madison, highlighting his administration's hard work over the last 4 years and discussing his plans for the next four. Evers pitched his vision for Wisconsin's next biennial budget, including proposals for how to spend the state's $6.6 billion budget surplus. Evers emphasized the importance of finding compromise on certain issues while proposing investments in public education, child care, the mental health crisis, environmental issues, and the economy. The Wisconsin Examiner reported that Evers planned to address local communities' funding shortages by changing Wisconsin's shared revenue system, suggests he is supporting an idea publicly supported by Republicans. He said he would include a budget provision that would divert as much as a total of 20% of the state's sales tax to shared revenue to help fund local governments. As we keep working together on a plan, let's find common ground, Evers said from the podium in the assembly chamber. Evers said the plan would direct more than $500 million each year for communities to invest in emergency medical services, fire and law enforcement services, transportation, local health, and human services. He added that the plan would ensure communities would see growth in shared revenue in the future after years of the state not keeping up with the needs of counties, cities, villages, and towns in Wisconsin. Evers committed to providing additional tax cuts to Wisconsinites while again rejecting Republican leaders' flat income tax plan. Spending billions on a flat tax isn't a workforce plan or an economic development plan. We need to bolster the middle class. We need to maintain our economy's momentum, and we need to reduce barriers to work and recruit and retain talent to address our state's workforce challenges, Evers said in his address. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have both said they support implementing a flat income tax system as opposed to the current progressive tax system, which increases residents' tax rates as their income rises. During the address, Evers promised to follow through on his commitment to use a portion of the budget surplus to invest in Wisconsin's children and public education system. Evers said Wisconsin's current school funding system is unsustainable, pointing to the large number of communities that have increased their taxes through referendum in order to fund schools and local governments. The Nearly Noon News will make another report on the Evers address on the Thursday broadcast. Information for today's report came in part with permission for our use from the Wisconsin Examiner online edition. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.